Morning, boys and girls. How are you? Good. All right. Well, we'll try and give a little lesson this morning. How many of you know the song, Can You Count the Stars? Do you know that song? It's on 425 if you need a book. Okay. Can you stand? Now I want you to sing real good and loud. Open your mouth, okay? All right, let me sing 425. Can you count the stars of evening that are shining in the sky? You count the daily day over all the world go by. God the Lord to cut the slumber, keepeth all the boundless number, but he careth more for thee, but he careth more for thee. Sing the last verse here, okay? Can you count the many children in their little beds at night, who without the thought of sorrow rise again at morning light? God the Lord who dwells in heaven, loving care to each has given. He has not forgotten thee, he has not forgotten God to me. All right, you may be seated. All right, I have a real hard question for you this morning, and I hope to help you find the answer for it. In Genesis chapter 3, we have the story of the Garden of Eden. You all familiar with the story of the Garden of Eden? All right, what happened in the Garden of Eden? It's a beautiful garden that God made, and then what happened? Yes? Yeah? Okay, what else? Someone else? Did God put all kinds of beautiful trees and flowers in there and left, then created Adam and Eve, right? And then he left them eat everything in the garden. Is that right? That's not right. Okay. What was in the garden that God didn't let them have? Yeah, there was a tree in the middle of the garden, just one tree that God said that they should not eat of it. All the other trees they could have, all the other fruit they could enjoy. But there was one tree that they said, don't eat of that tree. In the day that you eat of it, you shall die. It meant die spiritually and eventually physically also. All right, why do you think God made that tree? You know, big people ask that question. Why did God put a tree in the middle of the garden and then tell them that they can't have the fruit of it? Yes. Yes, that's right, to test them. Is that a good thing that we are tested at times? That's right. Well, that's my lesson this morning. Just like God put that tree in the midst of the garden in order to test them, in order to see whether he made them make a choice. Will I obey or not obey? Will I take of the fruit? The Bible says it was looked good, looked very nice, pretty. But God had said, don't touch it, don't eat of it, okay? Well, here's a lesson that I have this morning concerning that for all of us, which I believe is the answer for that. I have an object lesson here this morning that I brought along with me. Are there any things in life that we are supposed to only look at and not touch? Are there things like that? And why would God create things where He tells us we can't have it or we can't touch it? If we do, we might get hurt. All right, the first one I have here is, and I wasn't able to get this with a nice, beautiful flower on it, but this is part of a rose bush. Why don't we touch rose bushes? Huh? They have prickers, that's right. Why would God put prickers on roses? You suppose when you play hide and seek, do you go hide in a rose bush? No, you don't. It's good to look at, just like the tree was in the garden, but it's not to be touched. And when we touch it, we get pricked. You see all the little prickers are all over that. And when we go in there to touch it, it pricks us and hurts us. Even it can make it us, our fingers or our arms bleed if we do that. All right, so God made a rose bush to look at, but not to touch. And the reason He did is so that to test us also, or to help us make a decision. Some things are good, some things are bad in life. Some things you can touch and eat, some things you don't touch and don't eat, right? And all little children need to learn as they grow up that there are some things approved of God are good to eat and good to have, and you can have, and other things you can't have. How about places we go? Aren't there some places right for us to go, right for us to have, and other places are not good? If you go shopping with your mom and dad, aren't there some places that your mom and dad never go in? They say, that's not a good place to eat, or that's not a good place to go shopping. If you would go to Park City Mall today, there would be many stores in there that I don't think your father and mother would take you in, because it's not a good place to go. Okay? Here's another one. This, I think, is poison ivy, or poison anyhow. Have you ever heard, leaves of three, let them be? Yes, so that's a good thing to learn as children. Leaves of three, let them be. What happens when you touch poison ivy? Anybody ever touch poison ivy? What happened? Yes. Yeah, you get itchy. What else? You know, when I was a boy, I got it so bad, I used to say, I don't have to touch it. I just have to get close by when I'm all warm and sweaty. And if the air is blowing the right way, especially, and I would get poison ivy. I remember I got it so bad one time when I got blisters between my toes, and it was a miserable time. Once again, there are things that God has made to teach little children, do not touch it. If you touch it, you're going to get all red and itchy and scratchy and sometimes even blisters, right? Yes. You don't touch poison ivy. You had some on your arm one time. Yeah, you remember. That's right. So, there are many other things. There's poison oak and sumac and poison ivy and different kinds that we have. We have, here's a real thorny one too. And we have learned a lesson when we go out and about that we look for these things and we learn to know them, and then we're taught and learn not to touch it, not to go there. There's stinging needle, nettles. Have you ever had those come into against you? Yes. And what do they do to you? Make you burn, make your skin burn, and very, very bad thing to play in or get in. I think we had some back here behind the Africa Business Center one time that grew along the creek there, and we didn't realize it, got into it, and the next thing we knew, our feet or our legs were burning. Here's the lesson that we have for you this morning. Some things are good, some things are bad. Some things are good to eat, and some things are not good to eat. Some things are good to touch, and other things are not good to touch. Some places are fine to go in and eat a hamburger or get a sandwich. Other places are places where they drink alcohol and people get drunk, and they're not good places. They're dark usually. Not good places to go into. I didn't stop and get a leaf of tobacco, but I could have brought a leaf of tobacco along. Why isn't tobacco good for you? Especially not the way people use it. Why isn't tobacco good for you? Do you know? Yes. Yeah, people dry it and roll it up in smoke, and the smoke goes into your lungs and puts a tar-like substance on your lungs, which can cause many, many problems. Today there are other plants like marijuana plants and other things that people smoke that, and it affects their mind, affects their brain. So once again, there are many things in life that we must choose. Is this good or is this not good? Is this good to eat or is this not good to eat for your body? Because God has asked us to to be careful what we eat or drink. We want to do those things that are good for the body, not take those things which are not good. So that's why I believe God put that tree in the middle of the garden, because he wanted Adam and Eve to learn that there are some things you can have and other things you can't have. Some things you can touch and other things you cannot touch. And down through the years, if I go out behind my house, I have to watch that same thing. Some things are good, other things are not. And that's a lesson you need to learn, because you can harm yourself, you can scratch yourself, that even it bleeds on your hands and on your arm because it has thorns in it, or it has poison on it. There's an oil in there that reacts to your skin and you get poison. And the lesson is that in life you must choose what is good for you, what is not good, what will not harm you and you can play in it all day long, and other things you cannot or you will get hurt. You understand your lesson? Yes. So if mom and dad tell you, don't go in there, don't wear that, don't do that, never smoke anything to get that poison in your lungs, if they teach you those things, you listen, because God wants us all to know some things are good, some things are not good for you. And we need to save ourselves by not touching and not eating and not going to the places that are not good. Okay? All right, you may go back to your...